and I'm David Green in Paris. It's a bit of sound we're hearing here from a marketplace, Steve. I took a little trip this morning before much of Paris was awake. I know you and I in Washington, we usually take a walk after the show. With the time change here in Paris, we actually can go out and get some food at the market before the show
starts. Grab a croissant or something like that.
Yeah, well, actually, I got some Lebanese food, a Lebanese breakfast from one of the vendors. This was the Bastille Market. It's just a short cab ride away from the studio that we've set up here. And we got there before most of the shoppers did, actually. And the vendors were really rushing to set up before the crowd came. That's Ahmed Ajeb. He was dumping these big crates of ice onto his stall where he sells fresh seafood. And Steve, he told me that since the attacks last Friday, the crowds are much smaller at the market. I mean, people are not coming, and those who are just scared to be in a place like this.
Is that something you heard across that market and across the city?
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I mean, it's at least in this market, many people said their business had taken a real hit. And the Lebanese man who sold me breakfast, he said the few shoppers who have been coming, they're acting differently. I mean, they seem suspicious, less willing to linger. They buy their stuff. They don't chat like they usually do, and they just head off and head home.
Okay. All right, David, thanks very much. We're hearing from David Green, of course, throughout today's program. We have been hearing throughout the week on the Paris attack.